Welcome to Learned Lag, a podcast about yesterday's Learned League questions and answers. I'm George.
And I'm Amanda. George is in Zephyr A, and I am in Zephyr B. This is season 19 for me and season 23 for George.
This is day 21 of season 91. The first question asks us for military slang for an obscenely early hour that was also the title of a 2012 film.
Right. This was Zero Dark Thirty.
Mm-hmm.
This was one that I think is, you know, I haven't seen the film, but it's kind of a sticky title. It's a wonderfully evocative and slangy yet succinct, you know, way of talking about the wee hours of the morning. And so, yeah, it's just a phrase that is so kind of zingy that it has stayed in my consciousness. So I put down Zero Dark 30.
This is the Baudelaireized version of the term.
Oh.
And one that has become more common within the military since the movie.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's
Baudelaireized.
Baudelaireized, yes. But, yeah, it's Zero Dark 30. Uh-huh. That was what I put as well.
And that was the correct answer. Question two asks us, what Midwestern city the Wright brothers developed their flight technology while operating a bicycle shop?
So I knew this was Ohio, and I had to think, and I knew it wasn't one of the big C's. It wasn't mm-hmm. Columbus or Cincinnati or Cleveland.
Right.
And I had to think of, okay, bigger cities in Ohio that weren't one of those. And I first thought of Dayton, but then I thought, was it Akron? Akron. And I thought Dayton sounds more correct. Plus, I believe that Wright-Patterson Airfield, or Air Base, which has various Air Force things upon it, of course, is nearer Dayton. It is farther south than Akron.
Okay.
It's closer to the middle of Ohio, I believe.
Okay.
So I went with Dayton.
Yeah, this one, Dayton came to mind right away for me. And the reason is chiefly the number of times I have driven down the stretch of I-75
mm-hmm.
In Ohio to, you know, generally to visit you or to, you know, it's the route you take down to Florida, but that's, mm-hmm. it's been many years since I ever did that. But I went past, like the exit ramps for Dayton, and there is a particular overpass or two that actually commemorates the Wright brothers, you know, having sort of originated there. I had to really kind of rack my brains a little bit to make sure I wasn't thinking of something else. Like if I had thought of Akron, I might have had to pause on that and really feel, you know, really think through, like, is Dayton really the place that I'm thinking of? But I couldn't dislodge it or think of any other, you know, similarly sized towns. Like, it is, again, not one of the largest towns in Ohio. It's not even the largest, you know, along I-75. And so, all the same, I had to just kind of really think twice and kind of make myself feel secure in putting down Dayton, Ohio.
And that was the correct answer. Question three asks us for a very similar sport to rugby union.
Right, and specifies that all these different kind of aspects of whatever sport this is are parallel but have different values. You know, 15 players versus 13, the number of points for penalties and drop goals and things like that. And so, you know, this one is the one that really flummoxed me for quite a while. You know, it really was the one that I was least comfortable with. And the three answers that I really thought of were rugby league, rugby test, and Australian rules football. Because I thought this could be like a kind of almost a trick question of it being quite similar, you know, but and actually a different sport, but just shares all these characteristics with rugby. Finally, I, you know, after just pondering, like, I felt like I had reasons for all of these ones, and I kind of first eliminated test because I think that was just like a type of match that you might have in rugby, is like a test match. Maybe that's cricket for that matter. I can't remember. But I was like, I'm pretty, rugby league was kind of the first one that came to me. And so it had that going for it. And I couldn't quite convince myself that Australian rules football was more similar to rugby union than another form of rugby. It was weird to me to like t the idea that they are in theory different sports. They seem like just, you know, it's like calling, I don't know, that what's that other football league, like the CFL or whatever,
In Canada, yes.
or there was a,
The
another,
XFL.
the XFL. It's like calling that a different sport than football, which maybe kind of technically, but they're pretty much, you know, the same with a couple tweaks, at least to this, you know, non-expert mind. And so, you know, I kind of had to get over that qualm of like, you know, I feel like Australian rules football wasn't really quite similar to rugby union, and I thought that the other form of rugby was rugby league. So with great trepidation, that's what I put down.
There was a question, I believe, very early in your tenure of Learned League, like around season 77 or 78, that asked for the two forms of rugby. And just ever since then, I've just known that rugby, I've remembered that rugby union and rugby league are so similar as to be essentially the same game with a few of the details scribbled over. Now you can compare rugby in those two forms to Australian rules football or Canadian football or American football, but only in the sense that you can tell they both came from the same game. But yeah, the two most similar ones are rugby league and rugby union. So I said rugby league.
And that was the correct answer. Apparently, just specifying league would have been sufficient, which is interesting. Question four asks us for a word that describes both a musical instrument in the lute family and a kitchen julienne device.
I have no idea how I know that the mandolin is also a julienning device. I've never used one. I don't know whether we have one.
We do not.
Okay. I'm not 100% certain of how it is used or even really what it looks like. I think it looks like one of those hard-boiled egg slicers,
Not
but kind of more
exactly.
fixed.
I will be happy to describe it.
Okay. But yeah, once I read this, I was like, oh, it's that one that's the slicing thing. It's not madeleine, like the pastry. It's the mandolin. That's it. Yes, mandolin. Okay. And I couldn't think of what of how the other the cook the kitchen one was spelled, so I went with the spelling of the instrument, MANDOLIN.
Right. Yeah, so this one I came to me pretty quickly, because I could, you know, the word that is in common to these two things described is definitely mandolin. I kind of thought that the slicing instrument was mandoline just because of the E on the end,
Okay.
but you know, they're so close as to be quite similar, I guess, in pronunciation. I haven't heard people pronounce the slicer that often, I think. In any case, what the slicer is you have sort of like a flat track that holds a blade in it, and you have kind of a like a cylindrical or a holder that you put like a potato or whatever vegetable that you're slicing,
Okay.
and you run it across the blade
Oh, okay.
to make extremely thin slices
So
of
kind of like a deli slicer,
kind
but
of
not rotating, but
right.
that same sort of push a large thing against to make very thin slices of it.
Think about the food processor and the blade that makes thin slices. It's
Okay.
essentially the same thing, but just in a straight line
Redoing
back and
it. Okay.
forth. And so Calling it a julienner is almost, you can, part of the thing about a mandolin is you can put different blades in there to get different effects, like a crinkle cut or a, you know, something like that to look fancy as well. And so julienne, I think of as being very thin, like matchstick kind of strips of vegetable, which I'm not sure how a mandolin would achieve that, but I don't own one. I don't, you know that much about using them, so I just know that they exist and are named like the instrument. Mm-hmm. So I put down mandolin without the E as well.
And that was correct. Or with the E. Mm-hmm. Question 5 asks us, what school of design was directed by Walter Gropius mostly in the 1920s? And it was eventually closed by the Nazis.
This is one that I just happen to know as Bauhaus. Mm. It being a style of architecture, you know, for myself as a young adult, being an aspiring goth type person, you know, that's one of those things that has stuck with me a little bit is, you know, kind of harking back from the band Bauhaus to kind of learning what they were named after. It was this very spare style of architecture that hails from this particular school, and it was called the Bauhaus.
So the first thing I thought of was Bauhaus, because German architecture style, and I kind of tried to talk myself out of it because I didn't realize that it was an actual thing, like an actual place. I figured it was just a, you know, a school of architecture, like Impressionism is a school of painting.
Oh, sure.
There isn't like the Impressionist school.
Yeah, the Impressionist University.
Right. but in the absence of anything else, like unless it was just, you know, the school de architecture, I wasn't going to come up with it. So I stuck with Bauhaus. And yeah, also was thinking, like, am I only thinking that because it's a German word that I remember? Possibly. And, you know, it could have easily been that Bauhaus was just an artistic movement that I thought was architectural as well. But it came to mind and I stuck with it.
Well, good thing, because that was the correct answer.
Yep.
Finally, question 6 asks us, whose first album was called Radio and first single was I Can't Live Without My Radio, and who had later achieved career success as a TV actor and host?
So my first thought was Ice-T, who is, of course, much more known to a lot of people younger than us as a guy who plays a cop on Law & Order. But I started thinking, like, well, you know, that could also apply to LL Cool J, who has been on one of the NCIS shows for a while.
Right.
1984 or 1985, kind of sounds like both of them were coming up around that point, I feel like. I think Ice-T is a little older than LL Cool J, so maybe that, you know, that might have been just earlier enough that would be him. And I was bouncing back and forth between these two, like, all day, and with occasional offshoots to, like, maybe Queen Latifah? No, I don't think that would work. I was trying to come at it from the other direction and think of, like, okay, who's a TV actor and host who used to be a rapper? And it obviously wasn't Will Smith. You know, kind of dismissed a few others and just kept coming back to it's either Ice-T or LL Cool J. And weighing in favor of LL Cool J was that song, you know, a pian to a boombox sounded much more like early LL Cool J than early Ice-T. Like, I feel like Ice-T has always been harder than LL Cool J has ever been.
Yeah.
So that just that sounded much more like an LL Cool J kind of record. But host is what I kept coming back to that was tripping me up. Because I don't recall seeing either of these two hosting anything that I know of. Maybe the occasional award ceremony or something like that. But
sure.
Since I couldn't think of it, I figured, okay, well, this is just something I don't watch, something that I don't know about, something that is on a television channel that I do not even watch because I don't see ads for it. And I thought, ads, wait. I've seen Ice-T in ads for CarShield. They advertise a lot on wrestling programs. And So I thought, yeah, I've seen him in other commercials. He's in a Tide commercial these days. So I thought, well, maybe that's that may not be what Thorsten means by host, but maybe that's just sort of, you know, wrapped up in kind of the same thing. And I don't recall seeing LL Cool J in a lot of commercials and such. So, you know, maybe that's where it kind of overlaps. So when the first thing I think of doesn't not fit, and I can't come up with a good reason that the other thing fits better, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with what I came up with first. Just like Bauhaus.
Sure.
So I said iced tea after typing in LL Cool J several times, and erasing it, typing in iced tea several times and erasing it. I finally just said, okay, I'm doing it. We're going to go with iced tea.
Okay. Yeah. So this one, I think I started out by just considering the pool of like rappers turned actors that I could think of. Mm-hmm. And LL Cool J came right to mind, and, you know, and also kind of like fits into me with the aesthetic that goes with, you know, if you picture a dude who is just obsessed with his radio and carrying his boombox around, like LL Cool J completely fits that bill.
Yeah.
His later career was, you know, all of his stuff was not political. It was not about like gang violence or whatever. It was all, you know, Mama said, knock you out, and I'm going back to Cali, and stuff that is kind of like, it just sounds like a cool sort of, you know, syncopated thing to say that, you know, may not have a lot of deep meaning, but is just makes for a really catchy, fun song. He was kind of like my top candidate, but I was like, there's Ice-T. He's had big success in all these things. Mm-hmm. He's mm-hmm. from about the right era. Although I think his success was maybe just a little bit later in the 80s starting out. I also had to kind of, you know, step back and think of some ones like, you know, there's Common, but like he was later for sure. There's, you know, Ice Cube, but his start was not a solo album. It was, you know, with NWA. So I kind of had to kind of pick through and make sure, okay, my top candidates are LL Cool J and Ice-T. And that led me to just the host part of the question and picturing Ice-T hosting something like a game show or a, you know, a morning show. Honestly sounded to me much more like a hilarious SNL sketch than something that they would actually have him do in sincerity. It sounded like, you know, Ice-T guest hosting for Ellen or something like that would be a good, would have an amusing satirical quality to it. And I thought, you know, LL Cool J has that kind of affability, that kind of persona that I could see just like, you know, kind of flowing directly from his style of rap, that he just kind of keeps things moving, keeps things light, keeps things fun. And I thought, so that, you know, like you, I couldn't think of what he hosts, but I thought probably people picked him out of a lineup to host something. And so with all that in mind, I was like 72% confident in putting down LL Cool J.
And that was correct.
Woohoo!
Which means you beard it.
Woohoo!
Good job. I'm going to be mad about that change for a long time, because
I don't blame you.
It logically,
I hate when that happens.
And I've I have heard Ice-T speak about his early days.
Uh-huh.
He came to my college.
Oh, yeah.
And gave a talk, and it was quite entertaining. And
mm-hmm.
Like I say, none of the early stuff jibed, and just you know, because if nothing else, Ice-T was never a boombox guy. He was a turntablist. He got his start as a DJ.
Okay.
Because he was in the army and could get cheap stereo equipment at the PX.
Huh.
So he acquired a lot of that while he was serving.
That's neat.
And, you know, brought it back with him to the civilian world and had a much better setup than a lot of other people did.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think about the content of his that I knew,
mm-hmm.
that's just like between like Colors, for example. He did the soundtrack for that, and he did, he had that band whose name escaping me
Body
that
count.
did, yeah, Body Count did, like, did they do Cop Killer? I thought that he probably wasn't, hosting a fun show.
The
Based on
dude
that, it was kind of a gestalt of what I feel like his
does
persona is
car
like.
insurance commercials.
But he does them in his tough persona.
He really doesn't. They're really about like, hey, here's this is a buddy of mine who saved a bunch of money on car repairs.
But
The
I'm thinking of
Tide
the Tide
commercials, the
commercials.
Tide
That's what I've
commercials
seen.
are somewhat in the tough persona, yes. But the CarShield commercials are straight up like, if you did not know that this guy was one of the early rappers who boasted of his criminal past, then you would just think he was a guy who sold car insurance.
Well, now he is. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about this, especially because I'm up against number one in the Rundle today. So, definitely needed to pull out all the stops.
I'm only hoping that given that TV, film, and pop music are my 1, 3, and 6 categories, that maybe they'll zero me on this.
Maybe.
There
Maybe
are
so,
easier
if that's what
questions,
the.
but if you look at my categories, this was one of the better ones of the day for me.
Yeah, and you were
So,
super close to it.
yeah.
I know in the private Rundle you're going to get zeroed on the military slang one,
That's
because
true.
come on.
That's a good
And
point.
it, plus it's a film thing, so
Yeah,
you're
possibly.
pretty
Yeah, that's
up on
true.
that. But
Yeah, so I'll probably lose one on it.
yeah,
Oh,
could still be enough.
well. Well, that's it for today. Tune in tomorrow for more post-game analysis.
Follow us on Twitter at LRNDLG. That's Learned Lee without the vowels. And remember,
Don't forfeit.
don't cheat.